I don't understand. I'm not good enough.
I love myself.
Why can't I get these things right?
I'm so exhausted. It's really overwhelming.
People don't notice me, and I don't make a difference.
I'm just not going to amount to end to anything.
I actually have a lot to offer.
You care about me.
I am a good friend.
I'm not alone.
God chooses me.
I'm compassionate and caring.
I'm a child of God.
Vibe, how you guys doing tonight? Yeah, excited. It's 2024. Kind of weird, right? New year, new year, new series. So we're gonna start this one. It's called Your New Playlist. And the question that I have for you guys right now is just how many like big music fans do we have in here? Like you love listening to music. Like you walk around with an AirPod in your ear all the time. Okay, we got a few. So maybe you're not a big music fan. So maybe you don't love music, whatever. But how many of you in here have ever gotten like a song that's just stuck in your head? Yeah. A majority of people. And if you haven't, that's awesome. That's pretty cool. I don't know how you've gotten away with never having a song stuck in your head, but well done. This is one of those things that it seems like majority of us, we find some way to have this like curse of like having a song that's just stuck in your head. And if you've never heard of this, it's called an earworm. Which is kind of a weird word, but they call it an earworm whenever a song or like something gets stuck in your head and just plays over and over. It could be a song that you absolutely love. It could be one that you're like, okay, this isn't too bad. I kind of like this. Or you could get this song stuck in your head that you just absolutely hate. Like it's just awful. You can't stand it. But the one thing that is absolutely for sure is that wherever you go, whatever you're doing, whatever's happening, this song, it just keeps coming along with you. See, I for some reason, I always get country music stuck in my head. And here's the thing. Yeah, some of you are cheering like this is a good thing. I hate country music. I can't stand it. I don't like it, but for some reason, it's always stuck in my head. My wife enjoys it. So maybe that's because it's being played. But to me, this is like absolute torture. It's like all of a sudden, like I'll just be sitting, I'll be trying to write a sermon or just trying to like work on a project here at work. And then all of a sudden, some stupid Morgan Wallen song will just pop in my head. Yeah. Or like Luke Bryan or just any of these guys, they just start playing in my head. And I thought about singing a song for you guys, but I'm not going to do that. Not happening. Nope, not happening. See, tonight, we're not going to do that. I'm not going to sing any songs for you, but we're not just talking about songs that get stuck in your head. We're not just talking about that. We're talking about this other thing that can get stuck in your head all that time. And that thing is the very thoughts that we think. Did you know that the average person thinks about 70,000 thoughts in a day? 70,000 thoughts in a day. And if you're anything like me and you're kind of an overthinker, this number is probably like double or maybe even triple that on some days. Like that is an absolute wild thing to think about. 70,000 thoughts in a single day. This means that over the course of an entire year that you and I will think over 25 million thoughts. 25 million thoughts. Like that's even scarier to think about. How many thoughts are running through our brain in a day, times a month, times a year? See, we have these words that we tell ourselves, these things that we think about, these things that we believe that are true about who we are. We have this thing that you could call it like a mental playlist. And I don't know about you,
But sometimes I wish that my mental playlist was a little bit different than what it is most days. When I was in eighth grade, so I'm in junior high, I decided and I built up the courage that I was going to go ask this girl out named Maddie. And if your name is Maddie in here, don't get weird. It's just as this is who she was. Now, this is a big deal for most people, right? Like, you're going to go ask this girl out. Like, it takes courage to go ask somebody out. And on one hand, I hadn't really ever had a real girlfriend. So I didn't have a ton of confidence or anything. I didn't really know how to go about it. And on the other hand, Maddie and I were like kind of friends, so I wasn't really like super nervous about it because I kind of knew who she was and that kind of thing. I kind of figured that I had like this 50-50 chance. It was probably less than that, but I felt like I had a 50-50 shot for her to say yes or no. And let me just break down how it went. So I asked her out, and she said no. That's how it went. Ouch, right? She said no. See, it wasn't like I was like super shocked or super crushed by it, because like I said, I thought I had like a 50-50 shot. It was probably less than that. I wasn't super shocked by this, but this is where it got worse. I kind of lied a little. She didn't just say no. She also went ahead and gave me all the reasons why she was going to tell me no. All these things, yeah, about me, of why she would say no to me. See, this was not information that I was seeking at all. I didn't want to hear that. It was not my question of why don't you want to. See, it took me a lot of courage to ask. Like a simple no, I'm sorry would have sufficed. But it didn't stop there. And I didn't need her bullet point presentation to support her answer. And for a very long time, Maddie's words, they would play in my head like as this mental playlist of everything that I did. It was worse than having a stupid Morgan Wallen song stuck in my head. See, I wished I had some kind of like noise-canceling headphones to drown out those thoughts, but I didn't. It was like 1 minute I'd be fine, and the next minute I'd be thinking, okay, who turned up the volume on these negative thoughts about me? What about you? Maybe it's not asking somebody out, but does it ever feel like your thoughts, the things that you're thinking are crashing your party that you didn't even remember inviting them into? Maybe you're filling out a college application and you're sitting there thinking like, oh, I have all this stress that's dialed up in me and they'll never even accept me in, or I don't have good enough grades, or this is just too much for me. Maybe you had tryouts that had you so on edge and you're just left feeling like, I'm not good enough. I'm not gonna make this team. And you almost talk yourself out of even going because of that mental playlist over and over and over. Or maybe you keep replaying that fight with your friend or your sibling or your parent over and over and over until it becomes the only thing that you can think about. You're trying to do homework. You're trying to eat dinner. You're trying to get ready for school. You're trying to hang out with your friends. You're trying to sleep. But no matter what, you can't shut off this playlist of negative thoughts in your head. I'm going to fail this test. I'm not good enough to make that team. My friend and I were never going to be the same again. and on and on and on it goes. Some people call that overthinking. It's what happens when what you think, it gets in the way of everything else in your life. No matter how you try to distract yourself, no matter how much you try to think about something else or turn the volume down on any of those unhelpful thoughts, you just can't do it. It's a playlist that just plays on a loop in your mind. Maybe you've heard people say things like, just quit overthinking. Just stop overthinking. It's all in your head. It's not that big of a deal. Like, just don't worry about it. And maybe you think that I'm going to stand up here and tell you the same exact thing. Just stop overthinking. Don't worry about it. It's just in your head. The thing is, I'm not going to tell you that. Because I know that changing that soundtrack of your thoughts is not just as simple as stop doing it. But that doesn't mean it's impossible to do. I believe that there's a way for us to turn the volume down on those thoughts, on those negative thoughts that are stuck in your head. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So when we look at the Bible, we know that it's divided into these two sections. You got the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament's the books of the Bible that record what happened before Jesus walked the earth. And then the New Testament is the books that are recorded when Jesus came and after that. But ultimately, whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament, it all points to Jesus. That's the cool thing about the Bible. And the first four books of the New Testament are what we call the Gospels. And they are those accounts of Jesus' life. And the first book of the New Testament is the first gospel. It's called the Book of Matthew. And Matthew's recording this sermon that Jesus preached. It's called the Sermon on the Mount. And this simply means that it was this message that was delivered on a mountain. It's pretty self-explanatory. And it's called that. And in it, Jesus is talking about the way life would look, how different your life would look if you had this thriving, everyday faith. It covers all kinds of topics. It's a wide array of some really awesome stuff. And if you've never read the Sermon on the Mount, I highly recommend that you dive into Matthew and check it out. And in Matthew 6, this is what he says. He turns to the audience and he says this, "Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today." See, the people hearing this sermon, they would have had a lot of things that they were worrying about. And Jesus is saying that when the playlist in your head is filled with a ton of stress and a ton of worry, you don't have to leave it on repeat. Instead of worrying about yesterday or focusing on tomorrow, Jesus is reminding them to stay focused on today. See, Jesus reminded them to turn the volume down on overthinking and worrying about what might not or might happen tomorrow. To stop the playlist of anxious thoughts. To choose instead to turn the volume up really, really loud on something that is better. And here's what I want you to remember. And this is important. You create your playlist. You create it. And I create mine. See, we can turn down the volume on thoughts that are not helpful. We can change the playlist that's running through our minds. We can start focusing our thoughts on what Jesus is doing in our lives today. It's easier said than done, though, right? Wouldn't it be nice if we could just simply read those words from your mind? That'd be pretty great. If we could just immediately stop overthinking, quit worrying about tomorrow, quit having those anxious thoughts and that negative stuff in our head, and now, instead, it's gone. But the reality is, that's not how this works. It takes some practice. See, changing the playlist that's in your head, it is possible, but it won't happen overnight. It won't happen from one Bible verse that you read. And it won't happen without some help. See, that's why I think Jesus said something else here. He didn't just tell us to stop worrying. Jesus actually told us what he can do for us when we are worrying. This is the big thing. He gave us a way to turn down the volume on all of those negative and anxious thoughts. Here's what he says. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I want you to take a second right now and think about that unhelpful playlist that either has been running through your mind, maybe it currently is, maybe it's in the past. Consider the unhealthy, the negative thoughts that sometimes make up your mental soundtrack. The stuff that increases your stress, your worry, your anxiety. When we think about that stuff, it feels heavy, right? We don't like to think about it. Well, what Jesus was saying here, he's saying in the same way, like an animal shares a heavy load with another animal with the help of something that was called a yoke. Jesus is saying, hey, give me the weight of that stress. Give me those unhelpful thoughts. Let me carry the heavy load of your anxious feelings. I can take all of that worry on for you. He's saying, I can show you a different way to live. And if you follow my ways, if you put on my yoke, or if you live the way that I tell you is best, you're going to experience a better way to live. So we can ask Jesus for his help. And we can focus on what he says is best and what's true. We can create our playlist. But we can base it on the words of Jesus. We can base it on the truth of what Jesus shares with us in Scripture. And then we can ask him to help us to play that on repeat. So here's the question. What are you overthinking? What are you overthinking? What are the thoughts that are weighing down your mind right now? The thoughts that as worship music is playing and as you're here that you lose focus and that keeps playing in your head. The thoughts that as soon as you woke up this morning, that thing kept playing over and over and over. Or whenever you see that certain person or you walk into that classroom, like, I bet you want to turn the volume down on those unhelpful thoughts. Well, here's what I want to encourage you to do, and what we're going to encourage you throughout this series. So as we go, this is going to be like a month-long series talking about changing our playlist. And just to start it off, we're going to get the foundation of what we need to do. And as we go throughout this month, you'll get some other really helpful things that we can do. But the first thing is, ask Jesus to carry it with you. Actually ask him to. Remember, Jesus didn't just ask us to stop overthinking. He didn't just say, just quit, just don't do that, just stop. He offered to help us by carrying the weight of our thoughts, by showing us a better way to think, a better way to live. See, we can ask Jesus for help, and we can be confident that we're never alone. We can give him those thoughts, whatever we're thinking, and he wants to take that. And maybe for you tonight, like it's your very first step is just accepting this invitation from Jesus. You never have before. You don't really know what that looks like, and you need to realize that you can't do this alone. You can't. You need Jesus. And the good news is that Jesus is standing right there just waiting for you to ask. Arms wide open, waiting to carry what it is that's been weighing you down. He wants to carry it with you, to take it on, because you're not alone. And the second thing is replace that playlist with a better one. So you can replace those old thoughts, those old songs on that playlist with new ones that tell you the truth. Start by reminding yourself about what's true about you and what Jesus says about you. And the perfect place to see that is in Scripture. If you're not spending that daily time in the Word of God reading the truth about who you are, then what are you filling your mind with? See, in the book of the Bible called Psalms, which is this collection of songs and poems and other stuff like that, people wrote them to and about God. And a writer shared this truth about replacing his thoughts with truth. He says, when doubts filled my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer or joy. See, when doubt, when worry, when stress, when anxiety, when those overwhelming thoughts come into your mind, we can turn them off and turn on the truth of who God is and that he wants to help. So we can replace our doubt with hope, our worry with joy, and our stress with the peace that Jesus brings. See, when you start overthinking and that playlist in your head, it gets negative. I want you to remember this, that you create your playlist. You don't have to listen to the thoughts that are in your head. You can replace them. And one of the best ways to begin is with the help of others that are looking to do the same. That's why we have tribe. That's why we have tribe groups. So maybe tonight in your group, maybe you get a little bit vulnerable and you share what it is that you've been overthinking. Maybe you take that step and you actually, you let it out, the thing that has been weighing you down, because there's people around you who want to walk with you through it. So as we go back into worship here, here's what I want you to do. I want you to really focus on the words that you're singing. Don't just sing them. Don't just read them. Like, really think about what they're saying. Whatever it is that you overthink, I want you to use the truth of those words that you are singing to silence those thoughts. To let them go and to trust Jesus that he's right there with you, helping you carry it. I want you to focus on the truth of those words and how they point you to the peace that Jesus brings. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you so much that even though we all have those thoughts that overwhelm us, that playlist that keeps playing, Lord, that you didn't just tell us to stop doing that. You didn't just say, that's silly, like, why are you doing that? But you said, stop overthinking it and give it to me. Father, I thank you that you are a good father who wants to take on the weight that we carry. That you don't just expect us to figure it out on our own, but you've given us truth and hope and joy in the words of your scripture. Our month, so Father, I pray that as we go on with our week, our month, our year, that we would make it a daily practice to read the truth that you've given us. That way we would replace those negative thoughts, those anxious thoughts, those worry thoughts with your hope, with your joy, with your peace. Father, give us the confidence and the courage to share what it is that you've put or that has been put into our head to give it up and give it to you and replace it with your truth. It's in your name we pray. Amen.